Now you have an attorney who was representing one of these women yesterday, who now stands up and won her own license. She's making this case, and they lay this thing out. I read what that woman said, and it was very difficult to understand what she was saying. She didn't remember whether she got out of the car, whether she was thrown out of the car, whether she was rolled out of the car. A lot of things that you'd think you would remember more significantly if they were real. But what happens in this kind of a process, and how does it complicate it from your perspective when you have people, as you said, you got an attorney who steps in, you have members of Congress who are actually stepping in. They don't know the facts either, but they're getting on board. From your perspective, I mean, here's the judge. He's been Supreme Court leader in Alabama. You know what's going on. What is the potential damage to our system of justice when this kind of thing actually is tried in the public square before there's any kind of proof of it? Just lay that implications if you could.
Sure, I would say the implications are every lady or gentleman out there who has prayed about running for office are probably going, well, wait a minute. You know, I not only have to worry about things that I may have done in my past, but I have to worry about whatever can be made up. And of course, the sky is the limit on that. And I would say, please, for ladies and gentlemen out there who are praying to run for office, because we desperately need conservative Christians in government, I would say, please continue to pray and please continue to follow God's will, because the Lord will win supremely in this instance here with Judge Roy Moore and in your instance also. And the Lord is still in control of things down here, and we expect Judge Moore to be exonerated out of this. He will be fine, and we will continue to move forward. But you know, just looking at the different facts of this, this Gloria Allred, okay, she's a liberal Democratic attorney. She's taking credit for Roe v. Wade, and this is what she does. So a lot of drama and a lot of flash. And in the coming days, we will get to the heart of that and be able to diminish what she is saying and discredit woman who has come forward. And we will continue to do that. Right now, I mean, people are out there doing research, investigation to be able to turn back all of these lies. And but so in the meantime, I guess you have to look at the man, at Judge Roy Moore, and the different things that he has done. I mean, yes, recently he was Supreme Court Chief Justice. Okay, well, that's the highest position in the judicial branch in the state of Alabama and in any state. And he was elected by the people, and he was vetted by that process of looking at anything and everything he had ever done in his life. Okay, now before that, he had been Chief Justice again, where he was vetted through the process, where he was looked at with anything he has ever done and or said in his life. And before that, he was a circuit judge, a trial judge, where again, nothing had ever come out. He was vetted in that process, and that was locally where he's from, where supposedly these women are all from and where their allegations occurred. And even before that, he had run for a judge in the 80s, and this had never come out. He had run for district attorney in the 80s. This had never come out. And he had run for another judgeship, I believe, in 1981 or 1982, and this had never, ever come out. And this was in the same community that these falsehoods are alleged to have occurred. So here it is. It's 40 years later. We've got the number one, the most important election that is going on in the United States of America. And now allegations come out, and it's false. It is dirty politics of the worst kind. And Dave, let me just throw this out. We knew that this would be a tough race, a tough campaign. But actually, I guess we're pretty naive, because I thought the toughness was going to be being bashed on the truth, being dragged under the mud, or dragged down into the mud because of Judge Moore's stance on the acknowledgement of God and the Ten Commandments battle back in 2003, or his stand for traditional marriage in the past couple of years. That those would be the things that would make these tough days. So we never in our wildest imagination could imagine lies being told. And it's a time for folks to pray. It is a time for folks to stand behind this man who has proven himself. This man who is West Point educated, this man who fought in Vietnam, he was a company commander in Vietnam, this man who has been, like I said before, trained up for a time such as this. And I tell you what, Dave, I believe it is also a time for folks to to not just back him up and pray for him, although we do need those prayers, but to contribute to the campaign. The world is against his campaign and against him, and right now would be the perfect time to go to roymoore.org and show your support.